You're listening to the Thursday Daily. My name's Toby Hemmings, and it's that time of the week once again. If one thing's for certain, it's monotony, and Massingham surely cannot coexist. Embarking on his quest to deliver only the best in entertainment to the listeners each week of the Thursday Daily, like the Thursday Daily listeners, it's Wayne's 4x2 entertainment reviews. 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, how's it going?
I'm good, Toby. How are you?
Oh, I am...
No monotony?
Oh, I'm... It's not a monotonous day, I'll give you that much. No. It is not a monotonous day, and it's much less of a monotonous day now that you're joining us to provide us with some great entertainment reviews. Tell me, Wayne, what do you have for us?
Okay, well, the first one is definitely not one that's monotonous. It's the new film from Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
This film is incredible.
Wonderful.
One of the best films of the year, no doubt. Now, if you want to see it, it's in limited release at the moment in cinemas, so you can find it out there. But if you don't want to do that, December 1, it hits Netflix everywhere, so you can do both. But this is just a wonderful film. Jane Campion, one of the greatest directors of the last 20, 30 years. She's written and directed this film based on a novel by Thomas Savage. And I think you could describe it as a Western, but I don't really think it is a Western in the true sense of the word. Set in 1925 in Montana, about two brothers, Phil and George. Phil is, to say mildly, is a very mean, maniacal sort of person. And George is very calm and caring. They've been living on this ranch for quite a few years, managing it. And Kirsten Dunst plays an inn owner called Rose that's sort of living there with her young son, teenage son, and George sort of falls in love with Rose. So it's sort of it's a character study. It's these are really fascinating characters. The film just really slowly takes its time. There's not a lot of action. It's very psychological drama. The relationships between the two brothers and also between both of them and Rose, and also Rose's son, Peter, which, played by Australia's Cody Smith McPhee. So it's just a really fascinating and beautiful film as well, all shot in the South Island, New Zealand. And the acting, well, it's phenomenal. Benedict Cumberbatch, never been better. Mm. Jesse Plemons, who's one of my favourites, and Kirsten Dunst. So it's got it all, this film.
It really, I mean, I saw it as part of a Sydney Film Festival, and I just found every shot was so... And this can sound like a little bit of a drag, but it was economical. Every shot had a purpose. Every moment felt weighted in a way. It really...
Definitely.
Jane Campion is such a singular filmmaker, particularly in how she explores the tension between... The tension of sex, often. The tension that sexuality
tension
brings.
The film is off the charts.
It's a really interesting film about power dynamics. All her films are basically about power dynamics and how sex kind of interweaves with them.
The tension with the piano bit when she's trying to play, I won't give too much away, but when you hear Benedict Cumberbatch's character whistling, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, the most twisted whistling since Edward Herman's kind of, the whistling theme that, God, I can't remember what it's from, but I know that Quentin Tarantino appropriates it at some point in his career. Look, it's just a marvelous film. My brother's trying to see it over in Canberra, right? And he's trying to get friends to go with him to see it this weekend. But a lot of people are put off by, some people don't love Benedict Cumberbatch. Some people have an idea about him. This film radically shifted how I think about him as an actor. I think amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's great. I mean, I actually just watched... I'm not going to go see it, but the new Spider-Man film.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in that. So he has a wide range.
Mm.
I think he can be really funny. I think he's a fantastic actor.
Mm.
I think maybe generally this won't play to a huge audience because, as I said, it's not really a Western. It's no big action scenes.
No.
I don't think it's a broadly popular film, but I think if you invest in it, it's so rewarding.
Absolutely, a very careful study of a film. It's an absolute classic. Great stuff, Wayne. I mean, killer recommendation for the audience. What about number two? I mean, what else do you have for us?
Okay, well, number two is a show I just watched recently on Stan. It's an American drama called Heels. This is from the Stars Network, but you can catch it here on Stan. First season, eight one-hour episodes. And this is about two wrestling brothers, Jack and Ace, in a small Georgian town of Duffy. And they run a wrestling company, which they sort of inherited, well, Jack did from his father who died. The two brothers can be more different. Jack is very solid, very reliable, very concerned about getting the business right. Ace is just tempestuous, flighty, reckless. So it's the dynamic between them and also the all the other wrestlers in the company. What I enjoyed about this, even though it's sort of broad entertainment, it's got great production values and all the characters are quite well fleshed out. So they're all quite interesting, all got a story. And I just found this really, it's one of those shows I think you can look at it a critical eye and say, yeah, it's really well made, or you can just sit back and go, this is fun. Yeah, it's wrestling, it's family conflict. So I think it sort of has that really good appeal. And also what I really love, it's got one of the best intro themes I've heard in a long time. It's a song, a small song, which is sung by Ben Bridwell of Band of Horses fame. So every time I watched the show, I would just look forward to the opening intro because it got me very excited for the show. So this is just good, fun entertainment, but well-made entertainment.
Mm, so it plays into that kayfabe stuff where it's like, oh, yes. You know, I hate you. I don't like the wrestling kind, the theatre of wrestling, right? I'm getting that from it, yeah?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely all that. And the heels, I didn't know what kayfabe was, and then I learnt that. And I didn't know what heels was, so I learnt that heels are the bad guys and faces are the good guys. So Jack is a heel and Ace is a face, but he gets turned into a heel. So it's the whole, you know, the story. And it's quite interesting. And I've never been a wrestling fan, but, you know, if you know it's fake, but it's fun, I guess. And if it's well done, it's sort of, I guess it's entertainment if you're not taking it too seriously.
Very kind of a masculine kind of pantomime almost. It sounds great. I definitely have to check that out.
It's just a lot of fun and it is well made. So, you know, I'm not saying it's, you know, Mayor of Easttown, but it's just really well-made entertainment.
Hey, look, if Kate Winslet ever wanted to play a wrestler, I think we'd all kind of line up to see that movie as well.
I'd be on board, yeah.
All right, so that's two great recommendations you've got. What's number three for us, Wayne?
Okay, number three is came out recently. It's the new album from Snail Mail, the second album out on Matador. Snail Mail is Lindsay Jordan, a really talented American singer-songwriter. Very young, only 22, but she's packed a lot into her life. As I said, this is her second album, and it's getting really great reviews. She went through a bit of a journey, I guess, as a lot of singers do. There's often stories of rehab. She had a bit of a rehab stint last year in Arizona for about a month. And during the pandemic, she also moved back home to her parents' house in Baltimore, and she basically wrote the whole album there in her old bedroom, in her old parents' home. So it's a really personal album, which I think are the most rewarding because it really means something in the lyrics. And she's expanded this album, which a lot of artists, I guess, do with their from first to second or third with using more instrumentation, more piano, more synth and that sort of thing to expand the sound. I would say that I really enjoy this album. I think it's really good. And the title track, Valentine, I should have mentioned the name of the album, sorry, Valentine. I actually think her first album, Lush, is better. I think I really love that. But this is still really a very, 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 very good second album. And as I said, basically getting great reviews. And she's a very talented person, Lindsay Jordan. And if you follow her on Instagram, she's also very hilarious. Worth a follow on Instagram. She's got a great personality. So, yeah, if you like some really good indie pop rock, Valentine by Snail Mail.
Yeah, and definitely a bit more rocky than, say, a more Phoebe Bridges type or, you know, someone
I think
who's
so,
similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that title track really kind of has a bit of a growl to it. It's
yeah,
I really
it's a
enjoyed the album.
Starting point to the album.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so that's three from four. Last one, Wayne. Bring it home for us this week.
Well, I think I'm going to bring it home because I'm going to bring it home with something that is totally and utterly hilarious, but it's a bit of a flashback or going back in time a bit. I was reading recently some of the best poll about some of the best shows of 2021, and the other two came up, and I was like, "Well, I don't really know this."
Oh my god, Wayne! Oh, I love this show so much.
So I was like, "Missed this one." Found out second season just came out on HBO Max. I'm trying to find it, and I found it on the first season, and this is what I'll review on Paramount Plus, the new streaming app. I think originally it was on Stan maybe when it first came here,
yep.
But now it's on Paramount Plus. The second season, as it says, it was shifted to HBO Max, so I'm really, after watching this first season, wanting to see the second season, so I have to be patient. But if you miss this one, which I did, it is absolutely hilarious. Basically, the other two are two siblings, Carrie and Brooke, both in their 20s, floundering a bit. Carrie's a bit of a struggling actor. Brooke is sort of just a bit hopeless, I guess, with her life. And suddenly their 13-year-old brother becomes a huge pop star overnight, Chase, better known as Chase Dreams. And this is just hilarious. The family, Molly Shannon, who plays their mother, is great. Wanda Sykes, classic comedian. I haven't laughed this hard in a show for a long time. It is just flat out funny.
It is pound for pound, it is one of the funniest shows. Like, the jokes are stacked on top of each other.
It's wonderful.
It is. I remember seeing the first season last year, and it has taken a while for the second season to emerge. So I actually, you know, found a way to watch the second season. And I've got to say, Wayne, you will be well rewarded for your patience. It is one of the funniest shows on TV. Also, Ken Marino, who plays Chase's agent, has such a hapless kind of hilarious kind of hopelessness about him.
He's hopeless, but he's bad. He's like, you don't know what to make of him. And also the great Richard Kind, who plays Carrie's agent, who's like, he makes those little cameos, just laugh out. But that first episode of the first season, I could not stop laughing. I haven't laughed that loud. Hard for a long time. And so second season, I'm guessing when it's either going to probably be on Foxtel or Stan. I don't know why we haven't got it yet here, because the reviews in the US are great. So I'm going to wait for it. But if you
good things come to those who wait. Look, and if you want a more surreptitious way, I can't help you. You've got to do that yourself. That's not me.
No, I understand. I don't go down that path. But I guess you've got to stump out for the Paramount Plus app. But I did that recently. I got another streaming service.
Oh my goodness.
It's only $6 a month, I think.
No shilling for Paramount Plus. We're community radio. No shilling for how many? There are too many streaming services out there. There are too many.
I've already shilled for Apple.
So, you've shilled for Apple, and now you're moving on for the Paramount dollar? Wayne, come on.
I'm a corporate. I don't want to say the word, but I just can't help it. I'm questing for new stuff.
Look, and look, that's the thing, is that you're never wanting for new stuff the way that these streaming services come. And look, even though you may be just a little bit of a corporate chill, we still love you, having you on, Wayne.
Thank you. We
appreciate your expertise.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
Exactly. You just have to. You can't help it, you know. Wayne, thanks so much for dropping by, and good luck finding some more stuff in the weeks ahead on the many streaming services.
I'll be on my quest in the next 7 days.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Wayne Massingham, entertainment guru. Slight corporate chill, but we forgive him, you know. You got to sell out, I suppose. If you want to catch the full archive of Wayne's 4x2 entertainment reviews, head to the 2SER website, 2SER.com, and just search Wayne. He has so much great insight into what's going on. He watches all the stuff that's out there so you don't have to, and then gives you the absolute best recommendations.